This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Happy to have you with us today. Congress has a Friday midnight deadline for a spending deal to prevent a government shutdown. And what looked last week like a fairly remote possibility is now significantly more real. Disagreements all over the Capitol. Republicans are at odds with themselves over spending. And now, after multiple bipartisan agreements on DACA, lawmakers are no closer to an agreement on immigration either. Now, many Democrats are insisting that a fix for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program be part of any spending deal. This is about leverage. It's also about a crucial part of the Democratic voting base that lawmakers do not want to disappoint. But will that be enough to push Congress to avoid a government shutdown? Rachel Bade is here, congressional reporter for Politico. Rachel, welcome back.
Hey, Todd. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Look, Rachel, Republicans in the House introduced a new spending bill last night. It funds the government for 4 weeks. This is basically the kick the can scenario that you told us on Monday when you were here was probably coming. A shutdown is less than 2 days away. What's the state of play here?
Yeah, so it sounds like House Republican leaders are still whipping this. They do not currently have the 215 votes they need to pass this today. Democrats are withholding their votes because there is no solution for the Dreamers. And so they're basically forced to rely on Republicans. And this is a very divided conference that very rarely agrees. So they are still whipping that. Now, I have a Republican source who told me this morning that they think this is going to pass by, quote, flying by the skin of their teeth. And it sounds like even if it passes the House, though, the bigger issue is now looking like it could be the Senate. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, has a bunch of people falling off who were supportive of the last short-term stopgap spending bill they passed in December. Lindsey Graham, in particular, came out yesterday and said, "No more. I'm not going to keep funding the government on a temporary basis." He says it hurts the military, and GOP leaders need to get serious about striking a DACA deal and thus a long-term budget deal with Democrats, which he doesn't think they are right now.
So it sounds like the bottom line here is unless Republicans can pass spending deals all by themselves with no Democrats, which is getting increasingly difficult, they have to ask Democrats for votes. And if you have to ask Democrats for votes, you have to solve DACA, right?
That's exactly right. In the House in particular, they have majority rules. So technically, Republicans could pass this without any Democrats in the House. However, it's very difficult because conservatives don't like to vote for these things. They think the government funding is too high to begin with. And then you have defense hawks who don't like to do temporary funding bills because they say it hurts the military. And we've heard a lot of defense hawks talking recently in the past 24 to 48 hours about troop deaths that occurred during drilling accidents, saying there were more accidents for folks who were training here in the United States than actually in combat last year. And this they attribute to irresponsible government in terms of not funding the military. So that becomes hard over in the House. Speaker Paul Ryan has been trying to entice some Democrats to vote for this thing in the House by adding 6 years worth of, they call it CHIP funding. It's basically money for a very popular children's health insurance program that is aimed specifically at low-income kids. It's very bipartisan, and Democrats do not like to vote against it. And so there are some Democrats who are not happy that they're going to have to vote against this in the House, but they think they've got to do this if they want to leverage their votes to try to get a DACA solution.
Now, Rachel, you mentioned CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. We've been covering it like crazy on the show. It's extremely popular. That program has expired for months. 9 million kids use that program. Paul Ryan used CHIP funding as a sweetener. You just mentioned it. Hey, Democrats, vote for this thing. Don't hold DACA hostage to children's health care. I saw a tweet this morning from the president that shocked me, Rachel. The president of the United States said that CHIP should not be part of a short-term spending deal. It should only be part of a long-term spending deal. The bottom line there is he undermined the negotiating position of the House GOP leadership. I couldn't believe it.
Not a surprise in Trump's Washington. The president does this on a regular basis to Hill Republican leadership. I am not sure who gave President Trump this advice, but Speaker Ryan was adamant that this should be on a temporary CR to try to win Democrats. My guess is that Republicans have come to terms with the fact that even 6 years worth of this funding is not necessarily going to buy them any Democratic help in the House. And so perhaps there are some people who are now squawking about that and saying, well, let's take it off and try to use it to get them to back a long-term spending solution. But again, Democrats are showing that they are willing to hold the line, at least in the House, and not back anything in terms of government funding until they figure out what they're going to do with DACA and come up with an immigration deal. I'm curious to see what happens in the Senate, because unlike the House, the Senate actually has to have 9 Senate Democrats to pass any funding bill, even a short-term one. And before, we had, I think, 17 Democrats who voted for the last temporary funding bill in the Senate in December, and one independent that caucuses with the Democrats, so technically 18. But now these same folks who backed it in December are saying they might not vote for a temporary spending bill again. And so those are the Democrats to really watch in the Senate, because they could really cause a headache for McConnell.
Well, I want to talk about the Senate a little bit more, but this tweet from the president this morning, Rachel, I guess surprised me more than it surprised you. Yes, he undermines the House Republican leadership, the congressional Republican leadership, an awful lot. But look, a government shutdown is an ugly, ugly political exercise. If there's going to be a shutdown, the only way to win is to convince the public that the other side is to blame. And by taking Chip off the table, or at least saying he wants to, didn't the president damage Paul Ryan's ability to blame Democrats if an increasingly likely shutdown happens?
I think that he certainly scrambled Paul Ryan's, schedule and plan. There's no doubt about that. I think that the president, regardless of this, is going to try to blame Democrats if there is a shutdown by saying specifically that they won't fund the government because they want a solution for people who came here illegally. That's going to be the number one line Republicans use over and over again if this shuts down. And they're going to, meanwhile, try to say the military is having serious issues right now and a shutdown hurts the military. So I'm already hearing people like Warren Davidson, a conservative from Ohio, say Democrats are prioritizing 800,000 undocumented immigrants at the expense of our troops. And I expect that that's going to be, you know, one of their top talking points. There's going to be plenty of finger pointing.
Well, sure. I mean, a government shutdown essentially is about finger pointing and assigning blame. It's a gross exercise, but we may be about to see how this latest Congress and this president are going to go through it. Rachel, let's talk about the pressures and the priorities of Democrats in the Senate. You said if a shutdown's to be avoided, they're going to need 9 Democrats to come over. What kinds of pressures are Democrats under, not only from activist groups who want a solution to DACA, but also for their 2018 reelection prospects? There's a lot of competing priorities here, competing for Democratic votes.
That's a great question. So I was just talking to a colleague before this interview about immigration groups on the outside, progressive immigration groups who are pushing for a Dreamer solution as soon as possible. They are getting giddy right now because they feel like something has shifted in the Senate, and that now, whereas a lot of Senate Democrats were sort of loath to vote against government funding in to try to get an immigration solution, now they're seeing some people say they want to hold the line. So activists on the outside have been putting pressure on Democratic leaders, saying you need to block anything until we get this fixed. Now it actually seems like it might happen. As for 2018, you're right. There are a lot of different different factors at play here. You have some Democrats who are from swing states, more conservative Democrats, who perhaps don't want to vote against a government funding bill, because if they are accused of shutting the government down in more moderate states, it doesn't necessarily play well. So they are also watching their backs on that. However, I think you're going to have those Democrats, they're going to be making a calculation. Do their constituents, are they going to blame them for shutting down the government, or are they going to blame them for not getting a solution for Dreamers? And right now they're having to make this choice about which is better for the country, but also better for their reelection prospects.
I mean, if you're in a party that demands stand up to Trump, be defiant to Trump, and support a progressive immigration policy, that's really the Democratic base. But you're from a state that Donald Trump won and the message on a government shutdown might be that you shut down the government to defend illegal immigrants. You're a Democrat, I don't know, running in Missouri. Not an easy choice.
Yeah. Heidi Heitkamp, she's another one to watch. President Trump in particular has, I think he went out there with her and talked a little bit about tax reform, trying to pressure her to vote for the tax bill. And that's because in her state, there are a lot of Republican voters. And so she's got to worry about those voters, too, when she's reelected. She's a Democrat, but, you know, it's a more centrist state. So President Trump has pull there.
And Heidi Heitkamp is from where?
North Dakota.
Yeah, right, where President Trump won.
So, exactly. So he has pull there. He can go there and say, listen, she shut the government down over undocumented immigrants, and that would be a problem for her.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to let you go in just about a minute, but you were here on Monday. You said that you thought the likely scenario here was a kick the can scenario for about a month. It looks like that's probably true, or at least they want it to be true, but that a shutdown probably wouldn't happen. Are you feeling as confident now as you were on Monday that a shutdown would be avoided here?
I am actually not, I'll be honest. I was pretty certain, you know, we were talking to Senate Democrats who were not willing to hold the line and did not want a shutdown. Right now, we only hear one Senate Democrat, Joe Manchin, who says he's going to continue to vote to fund the government regardless of a solution for Dreamers. That's one. That is not going to keep the government open. And so we might be here through the weekend, potentially next week. All things are on the table at this point.
All things are on the table. Children's health care, at least it was, DACA spending, and the election prospects of Republicans and Democrats in the Trump era. Rachel Bade, congressional reporter for Politico. Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.